It's the catch up with Lisa and Pete.
Warrapandi Primary School needs help. They buried a time capsule years ago and can't find it. We're on the case.
We also asked what you buried in a time capsule and found out about a secret one in a very special location in Perth.
And every day we seem to be hearing news stories about how the property market in Perth is in the toilet. But is it really all doom and gloom? Our mate Scott Pape, the Barefoot Investor, sets the record straight.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
A Perth school is appealing for help to find lost buried times capsules. That Perth school is Warrapandi Primary School, and the principal, Peter Jakimovich, joins us on the line now. Good to have you on the show.
Pete, hello. How are you?
Pete, and Lisa.
Now,
what's going on? Where is it? Where's it gone?
Guys, look, we've got, apparently we've got two time capsules on our school grounds somewhere. One was buried in 1979. That was for the WA 150 year celebration.
I remember the swan.
Oh, that's the one.
Yes.
And the other one was apparently either 1988 for the Australian Bicentennial or the 20th anniversary, of, which is 1990, of the school.
Right.
And we've got, we don't have any documentation as to where it is. And the people who have been here and who are now volunteers in their senior years can't remember where it is.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, buildings change and paving goes down. And,
So
well, that's exactly what's happened, you see. And we do have some paving down. And some of the information that we have gets us fairly close, but not close enough to where we want to have a look. And we're thinking about actually getting some ground-penetrating radar to actually check and see if we can actually find this capsule.
Right.
Okay, so have you contacted any companies in Perth yet to help you out with the ground-penetrating radar?
Pete, look, yes, we have. It's not cheap.
No, I wouldn't think it would be.
Yeah, that's right, Lisa. It's pretty expensive. I think about... So roughly about $200 an hour and about a minimum of about 3 hours to actually come out and set it all up. So you want to try and make sure that we have a fairly good idea of where it is.
Right.
Of course. Now, the actual time capsules themselves, I know you said that there's, you know, no information of their whereabouts, but do you at least know much about what might have been put in those time capsules at the time?
The general thing would be you'd have kids that would write a piece, and they'd put their name on it with their date. They'd have some artwork, I would suggest, and look, who knows, maybe even a cassette tape of some sort.
A mixtape.
That's right. Let's dig out the old tape recorder.
That they've recorded off Countdown, Pete.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, wee.
Well,
right.
I reckon if there's any students out there that were there at the time, because I know you're out there, maybe they could help. They might remember. Otherwise,
and it's
look,
if anyone does this, you know, the GPR or whatever it's
the
called.
The radar, yeah.
Look, that would be fantastic if there was somebody that could help us out
there.
I mean, obviously, you know, primary schools are, oh, I shouldn't say this too loud. Look, we do have enough money, but sometimes we don't have enough money.
Understandably so, yeah. Just quickly, you know, did Warrapandi, has it always been Warrapandi Primary School for people who might have gone there way back when these had buried?
Pretty well. It was opened in 1970 as Warrapandi Primary School. There was a suggestion that there was a couple of demountable buildings on the site and it may have been called North East Balga Primary School, but that was way before.
Right.
So you're definitely Warrapandi Primary School. If you're in grade 7 in 79, well, you'd be, what, you're 50 years old?
I know this because I was, I remember 1979 quite clearly because I was in grade 7.
Why were you looking
year.
At the clock just then?
Maybe people didn't want to put their hand up. I don't know.
Oh, gee whiz, is that the time? We got to go. Peter, it's been a pleasure talking to you, mate. Look, we'll do our best to put the call out here on the Lisa and Pete show because we'd love for you guys to find him. Yeah.
It'll be real terrific. Look, we've had some of our old volunteers, our senior volunteers, trying to find it.
Yes.
And they've done a lot of homework. But, you know, to no avail, we haven't sort of managed to succeed and crack it. So this is our real, real hard effort now. Hopefully hopefully through your listeners, we might be able to get maybe one or two people. We only need one that remembers.
We only need one that remembers, or maybe a kind person with one of those scanner things. And Karen at primary school still looking for theirs as well, the 1979 time capsule.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yes.
Right.
Stop burying these things, I suppose.
Mm. All right, Peter Jakimovich is the principal of Warrior Pendy Primary School. We're trying to chase information on where these lost, buried time capsules might be. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good luck.
Thanks, Lisa and Pete. Good on you for that.
See you, Pete.
Bye now.
What did you bury in a time capsule? This coming off the back of the chat that we just had with Warrior Pendy Primary Principal Peter Jakimovich about the missing time capsules that were buried, one in the late 70s and one possibly in the late 80s at that school. They're on the lookout for them as we speak. We got Holly in South Guildford. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your time capsule story, Holly?
Yes, I went to Delview Primary School and we did a time capsule when I was probably 9 or 10 years old, so year 4 or 5, for our 50th anniversary for the school. And it was supposed to come out 10 years later and I'm now 25 and it still hasn't come out.
Oh.
Hello, Delview.
Lost interest or forgotten or lost as well.
I remember specifically it wasn't buried. It was placed on the top of my vice principal's door. All the kids like signed the actual pipe thing that it was in. We all wrote a letter and put it in of what we wanted to be when we grow up, I think.
Right.
And and so it wasn't buried, but the school has had a lot of renovations since and I'm hoping that it didn't, you know, get lost in the renovations or something. And I want to know where it is.
Might have, yeah.
Meanwhile, your vice principal has this awesome doorstop in his office. Like, it'd be fantastic. Yeah. Marie in Bayswater.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. I've got two time capsule stories. In 1975, Telethon was going to, well, they did. They did a time capsule and they were charging $25 for an envelope in which you could put anything but a bomb, obviously.
Right.
Right.
And so I actually remember saving up all my pennies and I went and bought that envelope and I ended up putting in a photo of myself, which, by the way, I look at now and thinking, oh, my God, do I look at that?
It was 75. It's okay. We all did.
A disco era. I've been next to this. And I put in a crappy song that I wrote called The Black Rose. And my grandparents wrote me some, a lovely letter each in Russian cursive handwriting. I'm thinking, oh, God, Cyrillics. I've got to get it translated.
James in Yanchep, an iconic Perth spot.
Look, a couple of years ago, I was working at Elizabeth Quay. There's a building there called Florence Hummerston. It's the one on the island.
Yes.
In the middle of Florence Hummerston, somewhere within that building itself, that's not likely to get knocked down anytime soon.
No.
It's a time capsule from everybody that actually was involved in building that building.
Really?
It was there in 2014 in one of the columns around the outside of the building.
Right.
And just basically wrote about what it was like to be on the project and what we thought about the project. Some's good, some's not, and some's really not good. But, you know, nonetheless, it's sitting there, so it's in a PVC tube, being builders that we are, with a bit of on the top and the bottom to stop water from getting in. So, next time they knock the building down in 100 years' time, you might find it.
Wow.
This is the coolest thing I've ever heard. Wow, that is so amazing. And you guys weren't asked to do this by the teams there or the people overlooking the project. You guys just thought to yourself, you know what, this will be a bit of fun. We're just going to do this of our own volition sort of thing.
Well, actually, we were told not to do it. And we did it anyway.
Yeah.
Until today, no one else has actually heard about it. And I just actually used to work for the company that oversaw the project, so I haven't got a good stead there either.
Wow.
So, yes. No, we were told to do it, so it's sitting there. No one knows apart from about, I think it's about 19 of us that put it in, that put some stuff in, and they say that it was sort of vented in this column. So there's 9 columns around Florence Hummerston, so if you want to go looking for them.
Wow, interesting.
You heard it here exclusively on Lisa and Pete. Thanks, James.
Thank you, James, if that's your
name. No worries, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Well, how's this for a sufficiently scary statistic? 2 years ago, WA had an estimated housing undersupply of about 11,000 dwellings. Just a quick fast forward to today, and we have an oversupply numbering 14,600 dwellings and counting. And to tell us more, the Barefoot investor Scott Pape joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
That's an unprecedented kind of turnaround, isn't it?
It is, and look, I think all we have to put it down to is not enough smashed avocados, or maybe too many. Who knows?
Now, mate,
I love it when people come out with those statistics because they sound really impressive.
Yes.
You know, the truth is, it's really hard to pin where the housing market is going right now.
Right.
In the last 12 months in Perth, prices have dropped by about 6%. Now, that is very un-Australian. House prices should not freaking drop. That is not what is supposed to happen. Sydney, up 16%. Melbourne, up 15%. That is more like it. We do not like seeing property prices going down. I'm saying that with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. Mm. If you look at Perth prices, over the last decade, they've only increased by, on average, and no houses average, about 2%, 2.3%. So what we're seeing here in the media is a lot of doom and gloom. And journalists like writing stuff about doom and gloom because...
Well, if it bleeds, it leads, Scott.
Yeah. If it bleeds, it leads.
So they're suggesting this is bleeding. Well, it has. It's freaked me out. I'm trying to sell a house at the moment. So help me out here. Calm me down.
The only thing that you can do if you are selling a house is get a good real estate agent and say, your job is to go out and find the best possible price for me. I've been looking at household debts, which are some of the highest in the world. I mean, we're higher than the Greeks with household debt, higher than the Yanks.
Mm.
What we've seen for you guys is the mining boom has ended, which has really hurt the economy.
Yes.
And there is that oversupply of housing.
Mm-hmm.
But also what we've seen is the banks have started jacking up interest rates on investors.
Scott, there was this bloke, I think it was last week, just going back to, you know, your mention of Smashed Avocado, who, and I think he's a millionaire investor, property mogul, so on and so forth, and a young guy. And he did say, guys, you know, if you do want your first house, it's time that you drop the Smashed Avocado.
But it was offensive. It was so offensive.
Very offensive. Mm. Is it as simple, though, as dropping the couple of Smashed Avos a week?
That was just, for me, you get these two guys, right, who are either a billionaire and a multi-millionaire who have made all this money feeding this housing boom.
Right place, time.
Right place, right time. It was totally offensive.
Mm.
And for me, I've always said that real estate agents always talk about location, location, location. Maybe that's because they can't think of another two things, but another two words. But my view is it's safety, safety, safety. Now, what I'm getting, because I write in the Sunday Times, I have a lot more people who are writing to me, and it's really started to increase, of people that have bought apartments and bought houses in Perth, and they haven't heeded my advice. They didn't go in with a 20% deposit, and they are underwater, so they are really struggling.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest to anyone who's thinking about buying a property, I think that if you're going to own it for 20 years, it doesn't really matter. But right now is not the time to be, you know, going guts in and borrowing the lot if you can get a bank that will lend you that.
Mm.
Now's the time to be focusing on saving up and making sure that you can afford it.
Right.
All right. Very wise words there, mate. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure talking to you. Scott Pape from thebarefootinvestor.com.
Always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.